Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Never before in history, even during the height of the Roman Catholic sale of indulgences, has more merchandise been made of the gospel than in the present hour. Grinning preachers sell their books, book their cruises, and preach to packed houses of folks eager to hear a message which reassures them that they're all doing great and that God has a wonderful plan for their life if they will just cooperate and let Him have His way. These Mr. Rogers for Adults preachers paint a picture which will ultimately prove to be a deception. The Lord described the pathway which the multitude treads and contrasted it with the only true way when He said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." This particular principle was reiterated over and over by our Lord, but the religious multitudes find more pleasure in the painted picture of the physicians of no value than they do in the reality which our Lord proclaimed. Did He not say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me"? The natural man is content to seek out his own happiness and is convinced that God's purpose in the earth is to see that he is contented and in a blissful state. The soaring divorce and abortion rates of our nation testify to this quest for personal happiness at all costs. Those who have been made new creatures in Christ have no desire for the baubles of religion, nor can they be satisfied with a form of godliness without substance. The man who knows himself to be hopelessly lost knows that he needs a Savior who is mighty to save. He cannot be aided by someone who needs his permission to help him. He cannot find comfort in performing some duty designed to make him acceptable and pleasing in the Lord's sight. Such a man who knows himself to be a worthless and helpless sinner knows that he must have someone who can rescue him completely and deliver him from his current state of distress before a holy God. The Lord Jesus Christ is just such a Savior. Isaiah foresaw him as that great deliverer who dyed his garments with his own blood and the blood of his enemies, which undertook the destruction of those whom he loved with an everlasting love. He spoiled principalities and powers, and he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Not only did he atone for the sins of his elect bride, but he forever destroyed all who would bring any accusation against them in eternity. Those for whom he died have had their sins put away forever in his suffering for sin. His righteousness is imputed to them, as he has imputed their sin to himself, and gladly borne the rigors of its just reward, and tasted death for each one of them. Oh, who can tell the majesty and power of this mighty Savior, who shrank not to drink the cup of wrath in their behalf, but drained the very dregs from it, forever satisfying the law in their behalf, and canceling all sin which could ever be found in them, or laid to their account. Oh, tell me, you who worship at his footstool, was there ever a man like this? Has any arisen of the sons of men who can even unlatch the straps of his shoes? Mighty to save, oh, glorious message! How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, "Thy God reigneth." The most glorious message a lost sinner can hear is one which assures him that this one who is the Savior is also the God who rules in the heavens and the earth and has done whatsoever he hath pleased. Who can snatch a sinner from the hands of this shepherd of men's souls when he stoops to gather them to his bosom? He is indeed a Savior who is glorious in his apparel. He is suited to the sinner's need. His blood-red garments are glorious in the sight of those who know that with the shedding of his blood there is remission of sin, and what God has put asunder, none can put back. He is indeed a Savior who is traveling in the greatness of his strength. That which men thought was his weakness was in fact his greatest strength, for he laid down his life. No one took it from him. He needed no one to assist him in the redemption of his own sheep. He is a Savior who speaks in righteousness. His words themselves are life, and he sends his Spirit to awaken his children and heed his voice in the appointed time. And finally, he is mighty to save. No sinner who has been awakened to flee to him for refuge from the wrath to come need ever fear any condemnation, for he has completely satisfied the law's every demand in their behalf. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.